You're on the bottom of Lamed Amud Aleph. The Machlokes Ben Zoman Reb Yehuda. Why everybody who goes into the Azara, even if they're Tahor, have to be Tovu. The Ben Zoma learns it from a Kalvachomer, from the Kohen Gadol, who's Mishanim, he Kodesh v'Kodesh, he has to be Tovil. Close came somebody who comes Micholal Kodesh. And we said, the Tosa says that Kalvachomer is only if you're going to do Avoda. You're not going to do Avoda, it's only the Rabbanan. And Rabbi Yehuda says that it's purely the Rabbanan, because we're concerned that maybe a person has Tuma that he's not, that he doesn't remember. And if we make him be Tovil, he'll remember and not go into the Azara, because since he's Osik in Tahara, he'll remember his old Tuma. The Maika Mithlagate, Ba'achule Avodaka Mithlagate. Where it says the Machlokas and Hafkamina between them is it Machalal Avoda? If you do the Avoda and you didn't, weren't Tovil, you were Tahar, but you didn't be Tovil extra Tvila before you came to the Azara, so is the Avoda you do kosher or not? Ben Zoma Meichel Avoda. Since Ben Zoma learns it from a Kavachomer, so it's Mechal Avoda. Rabbi Yehuda Lo Machel Avoda. Mar says, well, Ben Zoma Mi Machel, even according to Ben Zoma, they learn it from a Kavachomer, from the Kohen Gadol, is it Mechal Avoda? But Tanya, Kohen Gadol Shalok Tavav Velok Kiddish Ben Begin LeBegin. The Kohen Gadol didn't make the Tfilas between the change of the Godin from Big Day Lovin to Big Day Zohav. Between avoda lavoda, or between the different avodas that he has to do on Yom Kippur, avodas k'sher, his avodas k'sher, does it not mechal lavoda? Echad koin gadol, ve'echad koin hedyut. Shelo kiddush yod avarag of shachris ve'ovad avoda avodas p'sula. However, whether it's a koin gadol or a koin hedyut. And he wasn't mekadish yod avaraglov in the morning before he was over avoda, then he passes all the avoda that he does after that. So you see that since Rabbi Ben Zoma learns the din of Tvila when you're Tahar, when you come into the Azara, from the Tvila of a Kohen Gadol, and a Kohen Gadol is not Mechal Lavoda, so this can't be any worse. So it's not Mechal Lavoda, not according to Ben Zoma, not according to Yehuda, so that's not Tafkamina. Elo lemekum the essay kamiflagay. Le Ben Zoma koid the essay, le Yehuda lo koid the essay. The difference is there an essay deraisa? Since we're learning for a Kavachomer, and it says by the Kohen Gadol, right, v'toval v'soro b'mayim, right, so there's a mitzvah saseh, so here there's also a mitzvah saseh, but if you learn it's only drabon, and there's no mitzvah saseh, and even though there's a mitzvah saseh, by kachim you need shino lo v'kosev v'akev, that you need something mentioned twice to be ma'akev, and therefore it doesn't pass on the avoda. Oh, Rashi, v'achule avoda im lo tovel shachris v'ovad, if you weren't tovel when you went into the Azor and you did avoda, is it mechal li avoda or not? Leben Zoma Domer Doraisahi, Shari Nitin Kavachomer Lidorish, Havi Avodasa Mechamichulelis. And you learn from the Kohen Gadol, it should be possible in that Torah. Leb Yehuda Domer Dorabon, and he lo machil. The Mor says, Leben Zoma mi machil, Vahami Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur Yolifla. Even if it's Doraisa, we only learn it from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, that has to be Tovel between the various begotten. For who acts Moshelo Tovel, Velo Kiddish Yom Kippur, and Big Day Zov, the Big Day Lovin, Shumashan Abba Avodasuk Shera. Even the Kohen Gadol, if he didn't, wasn't Tovel, his Avodah is still kosher. Echad Kohen Gadol Avodos Apsula. But any Kohen Gadol or Kohen Hedyot, who wasn't Mekadosh Yodav Araglov in the morning, right, that he's the Avodah is possible. The Perek Sheni Dizvachim Nalfinim Dikshlo Rochot Shadayim V'Raglayim Mechal Avodah. That a person who's not, doesn't have Rechitza Shadayim V'Raglayim, before he starts the Avodah is possible. Leven Zoma Koya Lebe Essay, Mikavachomer the Kohen Gadol, Shover Be Essay, Kedivsiv, Rochat, says Besor of a Mayim, Mulavesham. Says Beferish, he has to wash his whole body, meaning Tvila, and then wear the Begodim. Okay. Now the Mora asks, Mi Islay, Rabbi Yehuda, Haishvara. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold Bichlau that, a person who comes into the Azara has to have a Tvila? Mitzora Tovil Va'omei B'Shar Nikanor. A Mitzora on the eighth day, the halach is like this. The Mitzora, when he becomes Tahar, so he counts 7 days, and on the seventh day he goes to the Mikvah, and then the next day he brings his Karbonos. So before he brings his Karbonos, it says he's Tovil Va'omei B'Shar Nikanor, and the day he brings his Karbonos, he can't go into the Azorik, he's still Mechusar Kapar. He needs the Karbonos. So he stands outside, sends his carbon inside, but he has to have the oil and blood of the carbon sprinkled on his thumbs and the toes, and the oil put on his head. So he stands outside Shaar Nicanor and puts his hands in to have the things that need to be sprinkled on his thumbs and toes sprinkled on him. He doesn't come into the Azara, but he comes in partially. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eino Tzorach Tvila Shekvar Tovel Mi Be'erev. Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't have to have a Tvila B'chlal because he already was Tovel on the seventh day. So the Chora, you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds even a Metzora doesn't need Tvila since he was Tovel the day before. So anybody who's Tohar L'Chora doesn't need to be Tovel when they come into the Azara. Rashi, Mi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda Hachsvar the Masnis and Shukola Nichnosim Azara Tzrich and Tvila. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold even with the Rabbanan that somebody who's Tohar who comes into the Azara needs Tvila? Mitzora B'Shmini Shalo, Mitzora on the eighth day when he brings his Karbanos. Afal Pisha Tovel B'Shvi, even though he was Tovel on the seventh day, Kedichsi V'Hoya B'Yom HaShvi Yigaleach, on the seventh day he shaves his whole body. Chozer V'Tovel B'Shmini K'Shemevi Karbanosov, he has to be Tovel again on the eighth day when he brings his Karbanos. V'Omeid B'Shar Nikonor L'Hachnis Yodav Aragla B'Fnim L'Matin B'Honos Midam Ho'ashom V'Shemen Alok. And he doesn't enter the Azara, but he sticks his fingers and his toes into the Azara through Shaar Nicanor to have the blood of the Oshem put on them and the oil put on the on his finger on his thumbs and big toe. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if he's Tahar, he doesn't have to be Tovel again when he comes into the Azara. Zmara says, no, Ahu kediktani tam, shikvar Tovel mi ba'erim. The Maisa over there, he was Tovel the day before. So now he doesn't have to be Tovel again. The Gemara is going to work this out, how that works. The Maisa, somebody was Tovel at some point, right, before, right? So it's not talking where he's Tomei, it's talking where he was Tar, right? So what's the difference between this guy who's Tovel the day before and somebody else who's Tahar was Tovel at some point? How many days before do you need? But now the Gemara says that since he was Tovel, Mamish, the day before, he doesn't have to be Tovel again. But somebody who wasn't Tovel the day before for some reason, right, but it's Tahar because he was Tovel weeks ago, right, just never became Tomei, he has to be Tovel.
It's not
for Avodah.
What?
It's not for Avodah. It has to do with Avodah. We're not saying the Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold anything with Avodah. It has to do with maybe you'll remember a Shrach Tumah.
But it's only when he's going in to do Avodah.
Only when who's doing the avoda? No, you have to. Anybody who's nichnas lazor, even shelo avoda, has to be tovel. Especially kohen for Yehuda. Has nothing to do with avoda. Has to do with the fact that you may be tamei and not realize it. And when you be tovel, you remember that you have an old tomb. That's why Yehuda holds you have to be tovel. So, so it could be that what's it called? I think the reverse says that the partial idea is like this. That here we know for sure there's no tumas yishanos. There's no old tuma because he went to Tovel the day before. Any tumas he had before that is gone. So therefore there's no need to be Tovel. But Ashenkin, somebody who was Tovel 4 weeks ago and in between may have become Tamei, then there is a tuma yishana that maybe he didn't remember. So now if he'll be Tovel, he'll remember the tuma yishana. Mercy says, Dekorile Makorile. What was the Havamina? It says Beferish, that because he was Tovel Mamish the day before, there's no need to be Tovel on the eighth day. That's no raya that Rabbi Yehuda holds as somebody who's Stam Tor, wasn't Tovel Mamish the day before, doesn't need Tvila because of his Svara, that we're afraid that if he goes into the Azara without Tvila, even though he's Tor, he may have forgotten an old Tumah that he has, and he's really Tomei. But he'll be in the mikveh, he'll remember, he'll start thinking about what happened to him, Lagabe Tumah, he'll remember that he was Tomei, and he won't go into the Azara. And as a Tomei, right? Nothing to do with Avodah. He won't go into the Azara Bechlal because he's Tomei. Bosharis Morsan, Vishum Dikaboil, Mirma Achrishiale. Inichanami. The one who brought this Brisa didn't bring it to ask Akasha on Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah. It was obvious that Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah and this Brisa have no connection to each other. Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah is talking where a person wasn't Tovel immediately the day before. So there's a chshash of Tumah Yishana, and therefore he has to go be Tovel again, so that maybe he'll remember that Tumah before he goes into the Azara. But there's another Braisa that's a problem with this Braisa. Lishkas Mitzorayim, the Lishkas HaMitzorayim, Shishom Mitzorayim Tovel. That's where the Mitzorayim were Tovel before they brought their Korbanos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Mitzorayim Bilvad Omru, Elakol Adam. Not only Mitzorayim, But everybody has to be tovel before they go into the Azor, not just Mitzoroi. And here it's mashma that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Mitzoroi doesn't have to be tovel. Here he says not only Mitzoroi but everybody, but Mitzoroi, yeah. And here he says Mitzoroi don't have to be tovel. So that's the question. The question is not on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, why do you have to be tovel? Because here you weren't tovel the day before. But a Mitzora who was tovel the day before, Rabbi Yehuda holds, doesn't have to be tovel before he goes on the eighth day. And here he says he does. Not only a Mitzora, everybody has to be tovel. So that these brises are a question one on the other. Lokashia. Had the tovel, had the low tovel. Had the Kharami. Talking where he wasn't tovel on the seventh day. The male has to be tovel on the eighth day. And not only him, but if he wasn't tovel the day before, everybody has to be tovel before they go into the Azora. Mara says, Idlo tovel harav shemesh boy. If that's the case, then he can't bring his karbonos on the eighth day. Because if he wasn't tovel the day before, and he's tovel now, the tefillah doesn't help until sunset. So how can he bring his karbonos? He's still, what's it called, a tevul yom. Can't bring his karbonos. So that can't be the case. We're talking over here where the guy is tovel on the eighth day, the Mitzora, to bring his karbonos. It won't help unless he was tovel the day before. Ela idi vi idi vi tovel. Both are talking where he was tovel. Hoda asuk daite, hoda lo asuk daite. One case is where he was mesiach das bichlau from the tefillah, then he has to be tovel again. If he wasn't mesiach das from the tefillah, then he doesn't have to be tovel again. Or it says the asuk daite hazor shlishi ushviboy. If a guy's mesiach das bichlau from tuma, then we're afraid maybe he went into the ohel ames. So he has to have Hazor Shlishi Vishvi. Anybody's Mesiach Das Bichlal from being Shomer himself B'Tahara before he can go into the Beis HaMikdash needs Hazor Paraduma. Because maybe since he was Mesiach Das Bichlal from Tuma, maybe he was Metami to Olam Eish. He needs Hazor Paraduma. So it's not going to help Bichlal, the Tefillah. The Omer Abdostoy Bar Moson Omer Ab Yochanan Heseach Das Tzorech Hazor Shlishi Vishvi Ela Idi V'Idi Lo Asach Daiti. He wasn't Mesiach Das. So Tvil alone is enough. So what's the case? And he must have been Tovel B'Shvi. Because otherwise the Tvil B'Shmini won't help. So what's the difference? The Lokasha. How did Tovel Al-Das B'Yas Mikdash? How did Lo Tovel Al-Das B'Yas Mikdash? The difference is, when on the seventh day, why did he have Kavana when he was Tovel? If he had Kavana, that I'm being Tovel now, so tomorrow I'll be able to go into the Mikdash. So he had in mind the Mikdash. Therefore, we're not afraid anymore of Tumah Yeshama, because between today and tomorrow, we're not afraid that he became Tumah in between. And he had Kavana when he was Tovel on the seventh day, or he was thinking about going into the Mikdash the next day, that Tevilah helps for the next day. But if when he Tovel on the Shvi, he just was Tovel for the seventh day, he didn't have Kavana for the next day. Then, Lopluk, then anybody who goes into the Azara needs a Tevilah, because maybe there was Tevilah, what's it called, Tumah Yeshama, and then we're afraid even for that day. Rashi, with the Ka'orele, a Kinatani Taima, Shekvar Tovel Be'erav, Rabbi Yehuda L'Tamei, the Omer Ein Tevilah Shachris, Haboim L'Azara, El Lizkor Tumah Yeshama. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the whole purpose of being Tovel when you go in the Azara is because maybe in the time of the Tevil you'll remember that you're Tamei and you won't go into the Azara. He doesn't need this. There's no Tumah Yeshana. He was Tovel yesterday. And for one day we're not choshish that the guy forgot that he's Tamei. If he became Tamei, he knows it. We're afraid that maybe he became Tamei 4 months ago and he forgot about it. No, then he'll remember that if he does, then he won't go in the Azara until he gets Shlishi. The Tevilah is not going to help him to go into the. It's just going to remind him that he's Tamei, and he'll go take care of it before he goes into the Azara. That's all.
If it's anything other than Tumas Meis, he doesn't have to remember at all. He's doing it.
No, because he needs Harav Shemesh. He won't be able to go to the Azara until the next day, until next night. With the Korila Makorila, Misha Osik ben Mishna Zu, the Hashim Mimena, the Beis Hamidrash, Lominus Asik, Halotam Mefurishba. Why do you bring this Mishnah Bechlal as a Kasha on our Mishnah? It says Mefurish over here why Rabbi Yehuda holds he doesn't need to be Tovel, because he was Tovel yesterday. He says, no, he meant to bring it for a different problem. There's another Brisa that this is a question on. Lishkas Mitzorayim, Lomin Nikris Lishkas Mitzorayim, Shesham Mitzorayim Tovlin, Mishvil Shemachnisim Bahonoseim Lazara. Since they're going to stick their fingers into the Azara, and we'll see later, Bia B'Nikta Shmei Bia, coming in partially is considered like coming in. So you have to, what's it called, be Tovel. And the call of the Manichnus Lazara, Mitzorayim Bilvad, Mechlaud Islay Tvila Mitzorayim. Mashma that Rabbi Yehuda holds not only to Metzorah but everybody, but a Metzorah too. And here Rabbi Yehuda before said a Metzorah, since he's Tovah B'Shvi, doesn't need Tvila B'Shmini. The Lo Tov, there of Tzarasa. So the Gemara first gives the answer. It's talking where he wasn't Tovah B'Shvi. Gemara says, if he wasn't Tovah B'Shvi, then the Tvila B'Shmini is not going to help for his Korbanos. He needs Haruf Shevish. Elamai, he was Tovah, but he was Meshiach Das. Mishmiras Gufo Tzorich Hazor Hashem Nichnas Leol Ameis Velo Shlom Elibo. He's Mashiach Das Bichlau from Tumah. Doesn't care, watch himself Bichlau from Tumah, then he needs Hazor Shlishi Vishvi, because maybe he was Tamei Tumas Meis. Okay. So the Gemara's final answer is that he was a Mashiach Das. It depends if he had Kavana on the seventh day when he was Tovel that this Tvila is going to help for going in on the eighth day, so then we're not afraid that in between he became Tamei and forgot about it. But if he wasn't what's it called, have Kavana for the eighth day, then we're afraid that that maybe he became Tamei in between, or Lo Plug, that Lamaisa, that he's like anybody who goes into the Azara, who was Tovel at some point in the past, so we make him Tovel again. The boy same, another answer. Tani Lo Mitzorayim Mamru Ela Kol Adam. Change the gears of the Braisa. The Rabbi Yehuda didn't say Lo Mitzorayim Bilvad Ela Kol Adam, not only Mitzorayim but everybody, but Lo Mitzorayim but everybody. Only regular people have to be Tovel when they come to Azor, but not Mitzorayim because they were Tovel the day before. Ravina Amar Rabbi Yehuda Ledivreim De Rabbanan Kamar. Another answer. Rabbi Yehuda is answering according to the Rabbanan. He himself holds nobody has to be Tovel, not a Mitzorah, not a regular person who was Tovel the day before. Lididi Mitzorah ain't Sarach Tvila. Lididhu, elderly, easy, me, Astalom Mitzorah, and Bavad Omru Elakol Adam. You who hold that what's it called, that a Mitzorah has to do it, you admit to me at least it's not only Mitzorah, but everybody has to be Tovel under certain similar circumstances according to you. For Rabbanan, why Taka only a Mitzorah and not a regular person who was Tovel right away the day before? Mar says, Mitzorah Dayish Mituma. Mitzorah was Osik in Tuma, so it's possible that since he was Tame so long, he forgot about other Tumas that he had. But, Kol Adam Lo Dayish Mituma. But a regular person wasn't involved in Tuma so much, so if he was Tame, he'd remember it. I'm really a Bailer of Yosef. Neymar Rabbanan de Pligia Le Rabbi Yehuda Kevin Zomashir Elohu. Maybe the Rabbanan who argue on the Rabbi Yehuda, who hold that what's it called, everybody on Mitzorah has to be Tavil, right, holds like Ben Zoma. The Haidik Tani Mitzorah, Lo Diacha Kochen Rebira. And really they hold everybody has to be Tovel, because it's a Din Daraisa that you have to be Tovel before you come into the Azorah. Therefore it doesn't make a difference if you were Tovel the day before or not. It's a special halacha. If you come into the Azorah that day, you have to be Tovel. Makes no difference whether you were Tovel before or you weren't Tovel before. It's not because to remember Tuma Yishama. So the Rabbanan who argue, Rabbi Yehuda, who hold that even a Mitzorah who was Tovel the day before has to go and be Tovel, holds like Ben Zoma, O Dilma, Shani Mitzorah, the Daish Mituma. Or maybe not. Maybe they hold like Rabbi Yehuda, except they argue on him whether a Mitzorah is different or not. They hold that since a Mitzorah was so involved in Tuma that we're more machmer by him. Mashenkin, a regular person was Tovel the day before, we're not machmer with. But nobody holds that it's not Torah that you have to be Tovel. They both hold the Svar of Rabbi Yehuda, except one holds a Mitzorah is different, and one holds a Mitzorah is not different. Omar Leh, Shani Mitzorah, Dadaish Mituma, and Echanami. This machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is not the machlokus Rabbi Yehuda and Ben Zoma. It's both of them hold like Rabbi Yehuda that the whole Indian of Tvila is Rabbanan, that you should remember Tuma Yishana. Except they and Mitzorah were more machmer. Lididi Mitzorah ain't Tzorach Tvila, Shekvar Tova. It says that Ravina said that Rabbi Yehuda was saying L'divrei Chachobin. I hold even Mitzorah doesn't need. But you who hold the Mitzorah needs, at least everybody else should need to. Dayish Bituma. Osa Tuma Hurgol Ad Akshav Liga Bituma. Right, a Mitzorah was since he was a Mitzorah, he wasn't careful with any kind of Taurus because he was Tomei anyway. Then we're with Choshe, since for so long he's been out of the mode of being Shomer himself, but Tahara, we're afraid that since yesterday when he was Tovel, he also was Tomei, because he's used to being Tomei. Name Rabbanu the Pligal Rabbi Yehuda Masnisa Kamaisa Iktani Mitzora Tova V'Omein Kiven Zoma Sfira Lahu. Let's say that the Rabbanu who hold that a Mitzora is Tovel V'Omein holds like Ben Zoma, and therefore even though he was Tovel the day before, he has to be Tovel again. Special Alochem in HaTorah. It's not because of Tuma Yishana. If it would be Tuma Yishana, we wouldn't be Machmer with Mitzora either. Domer Doraisa Hilachol Adam Hilgach Lo Shna Tovel Be'erev Lo Shna Lo Tovel. The love Hainu Rabbanan the Masnis and the Pligi Aleva Mishnah the Midos. Al Dil Machada Tanahu. Or maybe no, it's the same Tana that argues in Midos, and it's he holds Taka because of Tuma Yeshana, because of Daish Metuma. The Shani Mitzorah, the Daish Metuma. And the answer was Eilchanami. This Machlokas, Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim, is not the Machlokas, Rav Yehuda and Ben Zoma. It's three Shitas. Ben Zoma holds you always have to be Tovah. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, he argues on hold, you only have to be Tovel if there's a chashash of Tumah Yeshana. Rabbi Yehuda holds a Mitzorah, there's no chashash of Tumah Yeshana, so he's just Tovel the day before. And the Rabbanan holds, since Daish Mituma, he's become unused to being careful about Tahara, we're afraid even for the one day that he may have become Tameh and forgot about it.